Well, if you are looking for good quality children clothes for your kids, look no further. Go on over to the Three Cupcake Gang online clothing boutique at www.3cupcakegang.com for the hottest and trending fashions. Remember, that's www.3cupcakegang.com. And also sign up to be on their email list. Now let's get to shopping. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up? It's your boy Johnny Mac coming at y'all once again with that Hurt Feelings Report. Today is Friday, November 6th. Time now is 3:39 a.m. Your boy right now is in the beautiful city of New Orleans, enjoying this beautiful night, man. The weather is perfect. It's like 65. It's like perfect weather. Like, if I had to pick the weather in heaven, this is it right here. Perfect. Man, as we all know, the election was Tuesday. They warned us ahead of time, you know, programmed us to believe that the election would not be over on election night. It would carry on for some people say weeks, months, due to COVID, right? But the funniest thing in the world, man, has happened. And if I was a Democrat and the candidate running for the presidency would have exposed the media, the Democratic Party, or the, you know, it would be vice versa, the Republican Party, for playing dirty tricks with America. And then we start to see the dirty tricks come, I will really be suspicious, right? But a lot of my followers, they don't see anything wrong with what's happening right now. And it is crazy. And I want to think to myself that I can go at this with an open mind, right? So I'm going to open my mind right now. We got a bunch of states that has counted their votes. Counted all their votes. Hey, we done. We don't have no more. And I gotta laugh. Because some states are still, I don't know what the fuck they doing. But all these other states, every other state managed to say, hey man, look, everybody here, the Biden won this state, Trump won this state. So it's like, how are we waiting? I gotta laugh, man, because it's so comical to me right now that we waiting on these states to count these votes. And you got people, Republicans trying to get in to see the count, to make sure they count right. They got reports of, it's just, forgive me for laughing, but they stopped counting. Then when they started counting, some way they got like 200,000 votes for Biden and all this shit. Oh shit. It's like when you was a kid, right? And me, we used to play like it, freeze tag or whatever, and we used to have to put our feet in to see who was gonna, you know, who was out and who you was gonna have to chase and all this stuff. So, you know, you'd be like, icky bicky soda cracker, do your mama chew tobacco? And then a person would say yes or no. So it's supposed to be simple. If they say no, N-O stands for no, and you are out of this game. Bam. So that's it. Touch that person, they out. All right, they ain't gotta worry about, you know, being a person that's gonna get chased. So, you know me, I was always a smart ass. So icky bicky soda cracker. Do your mama chew tobacco? Why do she chew tobacco? And then, you know, and then you'll get your friend out. Oh, and you know, you just stop right there. And then your friend is out. So, you know, it's like right now it's somebody counting icky bicky soda cracker. Do your mama chew tobacco? Y-E-S stands for yes, and you spell it backwards. It's spelled S-E-Y. And this vote here is going to, and it lands on Trump, Joe Biden this time. Joe. It is crazy, man. I just think about this shit, and it's like, if somebody has programmed you, right? And I'm not gonna lie, fucking Republicans has been programmed to think that the media is bad, to think that the system is rigged, you know, and all these other things. And Democrats are programmed to think that we gotta do whatever we gotta do to get Trump out of office. So the program is at work on both sides. Cause like for me, I find it suspect, right? I find it pretty suspect that we still counting votes right now. In the United States of America, man, I can see if when they did this mail-out ballot thing, everybody, if you didn't think that was going to be a fucked up idea, you really need to fucking look in the fucking mirror. Because I can tell you what's going to happen, right? This is just like opening up that fucking can of worms. Now you send out these ballots, mail-in ballots, and supposedly they're supposed to fill it out correctly. If they don't, it don't count. This is how voting is supposed to work, man. I don't give a fuck what's going on in the world. You gotta go your ass to the goddamn polls and vote. Unless you like me, I was in the military and we had to do I forgot what they call it, but we had to do those ballots there from the military. And me personally, me being in the military, I didn't think my vote was gonna count. And I don't know. Because me, I like to, anybody with the right framing of mind will say to themselves, let me go to the poll on election day to vote. Or go early vote. Early voting, or go to the polls and vote. All right, we got this pandemic that hits. We already had an election during this pandemic that you go down to the poll, put the little rubber one finger thing on, take the pen from a certain area. They're cleaning off the pens as they going along. They got like fucking, they had probably like 1,000 pens. So what you do is you go in, put the little thing on your finger. Well, sign. They give you a thing for your finger. Then you go in, press the button on a poll thing, and you're out. You're done. On election day, I was in and I was out. I wasn't in no time. I showed my ID. I believe that when you go down there to the polls, when you go to the polls, they should see your ID to know who you are. If they do not see your ID or your passport, how in the hell do they supposed to know who the fuck you are? Oh, no, that's against black people. Black people don't have IDs. If you don't get the fuck out of here with that dumbass shit, and you got certain motherfuckers that fall in line with their fucking thinking like that, that is the dumbest shit in the world, man. Once you become 17, 18 years old, you need to go get your state ID. You need to be able to be identified. That simple. It's that simple. It's that simple. If you want to vote, you need an ID, man. It's that simple. If we know the rules of voting, and the rules of voting been this way since I started voting at 18, get your ID. Like for my kids, man. My daughter, she's 16, 2 more years. She will go get her ID so she can vote. It's that simple. It's not hard at all. It's that simple. It's that simple. It is that simple. But
one thing I guess I have to say, man. And y'all know me, man. I love being black. Being black is the best gift that the higher being has given to me. To be black, and then he put me in America. Man, it's beautiful. It is so fucking beautiful, right? Because my ancestors were slaves. They paved the way for me to be here right now. Right? And how my mentality is, the abuse that they took, the way they had to feel at that point in life, right? To get me to where I'm at, 2020, a black man in America. I cannot bring no shame to them. I cannot bring no shame to them. And that's how my mentality is. They overcame and did phenomenal things in America, being an oppressed people. They built this motherfucking place, right? Under the conditions that they were in. And it was forced labor, but they built a solid motherfucking country. Being fucking beaten, oppressed, and everything. If, just think about that. How can right now you bring shame to your ancestors that was forced to come to America and build this fucking beautiful country? And now, if you can't find a way to enjoy what they have built, right? You're doing something wrong. You're connected to the wrong spiritual side of connecting to their energy. I can just tell you that much in life, man. I can just tell you that much in life. But then you have to look at it. At that time, when slaves were leaving, they had white people helping because they had some white people knew the shit was wrong. So, as me as an American, man, that's why I'm able to move the way I move, man. That's why I'm able to move the way I move. I'm connected to a spiritual being that has blessed me, has guided me, has put me on a track to get me where I need to get. And I honor that. And I cherish that. The path that I'm on. And I will continue to walk this path until my creator, the higher being, say, you know what, Johnny Tremaine McGee? This is it. Your walking's over. On to the next. On to the next whatever. And I'm going to go that way with honor and pleasure. But while I'm here, and I know, I just feel the energy that I have surrounded around me, in me, that we can be so much further ahead if we just connect to the energy of our ancestors of building this country to get us to where we are right now, right? And we can be further if we disconnect from some of the bullshit that we connected to. And I'm gonna tell you what some of the bullshit is. When a motherfucker comes at you and tell you, you can't. Oh no, we're gonna give you. Oh, here you go. Here go you a couple of crumbs. No, man. You can get steaks in life. You can get steak, you get the potatoes, you can get it all. You can have the big house, you can have a couple of houses. And it don't take no college degree to get all this shit. It just take you disconnecting from a motherfucker that's patting you on your head like you're a fucking little puppy, like you can't do shit for yourself. And that's what has happened to so many of us here. Oh, it was so sad what happened to you. Fucking right it was sad. You know what, motherfucker? If you don't give me a fucking crumb. Go get me a fucking steak if you feel that fucking bad for what happened to me. But if a motherfucker come back with crumbs, that's a motherfucker won't keep you where you at. But you got to open up your goddamn mind to see that shit. But most of y'all motherfuckers just keep your mind closed and be on one side of the motherfucking aisle. One thing I got to tell about Ice Cube right now, this man here said, man, look, whatever motherfucker can do for my people, that's who I'm rocking with. I'm not endorsing you motherfuckers. But look, I need to talk to you because you're in charge right now. Look, this is the plan that I got. Look, this is for my people. Look,
hey, you joke, this is a plan I got. This is for my people. When when you get in, this shit need to happen the first 100 days, first 30 days. This shit need to happen. And that's how it should be, man. But me, I just seen so much bullshit on one side, I walked away from that side. But the way my job set up, man, look, like I said, I vote for my family. I vote for what I'm doing in life. But what the next man do for a vote, man, I don't give a fuck. I'm about to help you, work with you. I don't care what I'm voting for. I'm voting for my family, for what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a person not investing no money into the stock market, they don't understand the stock market. So they don't give a fuck about that. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to vote for their best interest. Now, if a person is not doing nothing in life and want crumbs, that's the way they're going to vote. But if you, like, my fucking back kills me all the time. My body probably hates me because, like, right now, it's fucking 3 o'clock in the morning, almost 4 o'clock in the morning. Most human beings are in their bed sleep. But me, I'm up. You know what I'm saying? So my body probably like, dude, I want to be asleep. I want to be in the bed. But I can't because I got shit on my mind. I got shit I got to do. I got to get up and think about money. I got a future. I got kids. I'm not going to be here forever. I'm getting older. I don't want my kids to work as hard as I did. I done figured out. I done got the memos of life. I done got them. I done got the memos. I done got some memos. So with these memos that I have, I got to read these bitches every day to keep me going. So I know where I'm going. But if you don't ever get a memo, you're not willing to listen to nobody, you're going to be stagnant in life. You're going to be fucking stagnant. You're going to be stagnant. You're going to be miserable. And you know what that's going to happen? You know what happened to stagnant water? It draws fucking mosquitoes. It draws bacteria. It draws the worst. And that's what you're going to become. The worst. And the only thing you're going to ever do in life is complain. Who is the white man fault that I'm like this? Who is the white man fault that we murdered each other? Who is the white man fault? Who is the white... Stop. Get the fuck away from me with that shit, man. Get the fuck... You know what? Somebody just need to take your bucket, turn it over, get all that fucking mildew and that bacteria, and put some fresh water in you. And that's what I'm trying to do. Give you some fresh water, man. Give you some fresh water. There you go. It's fresh water out there. It's a new beginning out there. But you got to be willing to break the fucking change that's inside your brain. That invisible... Like, I got a couple of followers, man. And it's like... And they my hater followers, right? And I just did a post about this on my Facebook. And I'm back on Facebook for a little while. I'm not gonna be long. Once I get this fucking this land stuff done, I'm off Facebook again, man. But so I had to scroll back, right? Cause once I came back, they came back. So I had to see when I purchased the land I got. I said, man, cause a lot of people congratulated me. I said, man, let me go see if any of my haters. Any of the bacteria waters, the mosquito infested people, said anything about that? Gave me a congratulations, because if they did, you know, maybe I'm wrong about them. So I went back, check. I said, damn, none of them. I renovated a house. I said, well, let me go see if they like that. Nah, nothing. Damn. So that lets me know right there how to treat a person like that, right? And to watch a person like that. Because that be the ones that will fuck with your job, that will try to fuck your life up because they're miserable, they're stagnant, they're just that fucking dirty ass water. You know what I'm saying? That's that motherfucker right there. You gotta watch that motherfucker more than any other motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You gotta watch them. You gotta watch them type. And I'm glad I know them, you know? That way I can handle them accordingly. I don't have to care about their feelings. And I got some followers that disagree with me, and I worry about their feelings, right? I don't try to hurt their feelings. But that motherfucker there, I'm gonna tell you exactly what's on my motherfucking mind, motherfucker. That's what I'm gonna do. Now, you, and I know you're gonna go run it and tell it, but I'm gonna do it tactfully and respectfully to where you're going to look like a fool when you do go say your fucking feelings hurt. But let me digress. I just hope and pray that this election is over soon. Because the election was Tuesday, today is Friday, man. And I wasn't going to do a podcast on it. I said I wanted to wait till after the election. But it's hot right now, man. It's just hot in America. But whoever wins is the president. And like I already told people, man. Been telling people this. When Joe Biden becomes president, I would not say not my president. I don't give a fuck how he get there. I don't give a fuck how he get the win. I don't give a fuck if he cheated or whatever. You know what? I'm a citizen of the United States of America. Joe Biden is the president of the United States. Good job, Joe. I want to see you win. That's how I am. Even if he cheated to get there, I want America to win. I want our leader to be up front fighting for America. I want our leader to say, you know what? We're not sending no more money over here unless y'all show Americans love. You know what I'm saying? We're going to stop this war here because we don't want to fight no more. That's what I want to see. Right? That's my president. 4 years, 8 years, or whatever we get, that's my president. That's my energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to bash him. I'm not going to talk bad about his wife. You know? And I got followers that do that. Talk bad about Trump. I had followers talk bad about Obama. They still say Michelle Obama and all this other stuff. Look, man, I ain't got time for that. Man, Obama was my president, man. He was the president of the United States. Did I agree with everything that he done? No, I didn't. But that was my president. Trump, my president. Biden, my president. I see the bigger picture of all this, man. And then I'm kind of disconnected from it because the both candidates this time did not say what I wanted them to say. And what I needed them to say was talk about the housing market that's been getting over on everybody for years. And then we had to bail the motherfuckers out. That's the big banks. They're making tons and tons of money, man. So my next project, after I finish this project, I'm about to try to get into the banking industry. I'm just letting you know right now. I'm gonna start researching, and I'm gonna, because I want that type of money. I want that long money. I want that money that I give you a dollar, you gonna give me 10,000 back. That's the type of money, and that's what the housing game is. It's a fucking racket, man. And nobody has ever went up to these businesses and checked them. Like, hold up, bro. So this house is $115,000. Yes, sir. You gonna give me a loan? Yes, sir. And how much I'm gonna pay back? $250,000? Like, that's the motherfuckers counting the votes right now type shit. But people be so happy to get into a house, their new house, their first house, a big house, to whereas they don't think about these things and they just run right into it. But me, like I said, I have got some memos to whereas, knowing what I know now, I can walk into a $50,000 house, have it paid off quicker, and, you know, less interest, nice house paid off, and I'm good. That's what my mindset is. Because if you look at it, man, the how you're being created are so basic, but so with so much intelligence to where sometimes we so smart till we stupid. $1 million house provides the same shelter as a $50,000 house. For real. It provides the same shelter. If it's raining outside, you inside shelter, you're not gonna get wet. If it's cold outside, you turn on your heater. It's that simple. It's that simple, man. But hey, it's neither here nor there. Man, look, I just want y'all to tap into some more energy, man. if right now you feeling bad about this election, if you feeling bad about your life, you need to tap into another source of energy that we all have. And that may mean you disconnecting from some people. Because I can tell you this, like, once I disconnect from Facebook again, my energy like rejuvenates itself, right? Right now, I went back into this negative energy. I went back in. And like I said, I needed some shit done, but it drew me in. And I'm in right now for a little while. But I know how to disconnect. And I believe me, hopefully, I'm going to disconnect for a while because this project here is like one of the ones that I'm glad I'm taking it on. So I'm learning a new skill set. Learning, you know, seeing some things, developing some things. And this is going to be another part of my portfolio that I can say that I've done. But, man, just disconnect, man. Just disconnect, man. If you can, disconnect, man. Focus on yourself. Focus on your business. Focus on your job. Focus on you. Focus on you. Take your day off and just focus on you, man. Just go take a ride somewhere. Sit on a swing. Just do something for yourself, man. Disconnect, unplug, rejuvenate, and just tap into that positive energy. Like I said, man, I'm not gonna hold y'all up, but I just hope the election over soon. And I'm not doing another podcast until the election is over, and we'll talk about that. Hopefully, you know, if we get a new president or we keep Trump. So, man, y'all be good, man. Love y'all. Like I always say, man, try to love your neighbors the best you can. Just try to spread love, man. It's that simple in life, man. If they don't get a love back, hey, you did your part. That's all you can do, man. You can give it. They don't receive it. Hey, you did your part. But don't go for the resistance. Just keep going. And I'm telling you, your path would be much smoother. Y'all be good. I love y'all, man. Oh, and I just want to say thank you to the people that listen to this podcast, man. Thank y'all for showing love and support. Thank y'all. Thank you.